And here is the Writer's Almanac from Monday. It's the 17th of August, 2009. It's the birthday of Mae West, born in Brooklyn, 1893, who said those who are easily shocked should be shocked more often. It's the birthday of novelist Jonathan Franzen, born Chicago, 1959. He wrote an essay for Harper's Magazine in 1996 called Perchance to Dream, in which he mourned the death of the social novel in contemporary American fiction. He wrote, "Expecting a novel to bear the weight of our whole disturbed society to help solve our contemporary problems seems to me a peculiarly American delusion." But then he managed to write an epic novel about a dysfunctional American family that became a huge bestseller, The Corrections, in 2001. Oprah chose it for her book club, but Jonathan Franzen was ambivalent about that, and so for the first time ever, Oprah withdrew her invitation to an author to be part of the book club, but The Corrections was still a big bestseller and won the National Book Award. Jonathan Franzen, who said, "It's just a matter of writing the kind of book I enjoy reading. Something better be happening at the beginning and then on every page after, or I get irritated." It's the birthday of the poet Ted Hughes, born in the town of Mytholmroyd, England, 1930, served in the Air Force. He was a mechanic in an isolated base in rural Yorkshire, where he got to read Shakespeare and study anthropology and archaeology and mythology. When he got out, he founded a literary magazine, and at the party that launched the magazine, he met an American named Sylvia Plath, and they were married less than 4 months later. She worked on her own poetry, but she also helped her husband. She typed up his poems, sent them out, encouraged him to enter a contest. He won first prize, and his poems were published. A book called The Hawk in the Rain, 1957, got great reviews and made Hughes' reputation. Ted Hughes and Sylvia Plath had two children, separated in 1962 when Hughes had an affair with another woman. The next year, she committed suicide. A few years after that, Hughes's lover killed herself and their four-year-old daughter. In 1984, Ted Hughes became the poet laureate of Britain, died in 1998, a few months after publishing Birthday Letters, a book of poems about his life with Sylvia Plath, which he had refused to discuss in the 30 years since her death. Ted Hughes, who said, "It is occasionally possible, just for brief moments, to find the words that will unlock the doors of all those many mansions inside the head and express something, perhaps not much, just something, of the crush of information that presses in on us from the way a crow flies over and the way a man walks and the look of a street and from what we did one day a dozen years ago. Words that will express something of the deep complexity that makes us precisely the way we are." Here's a poem for today by Eliza Griswold entitled Occupation. The prostitutes in Kabul tap their feet beneath their faded burqas in the heat. For bread or 15 cents, they'll take a man to bed. Their husband's dead, their 7 kids unfed. And thanks to occupation, rents have risen 20-fold. Their chickens, pots, and carpets have been sold. 2 years ago, the Talibs favored boys and left the girls alone. A woman then was worth her weight in stone. A poem by Eliza Griswold, Occupation, from her collection Wide Awake Field, published by Fair Strauss and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about writing and literature at writing.com. Gather.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Ella Shovanek. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.